You're listening to Phil Hendry on Coast to Coast PM from the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. In just a second, we're going to talk about fashion and the people who have actually thrown their hat into the ring. Chris Norton of Hermosa Beach is a young marketing executive who is throwing his hat into the fashion ring. He's developed a line of clothing that helps women get undressed quicker. And let's get Chris on the line here to talk about this from his office in Hermosa Beach. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Phil. How are you?
Real good. So this line of clothing came about, and this is designed to help women get their clothes off faster. How?
Well, first of all, it's summertime in Southern California, and for all your listeners across the United States, I just want to say it's beautiful to be talking to people in America in the summer of great times in America, but there's no place to be like California in the summertime. And I think more or less, Phil, that women need to be educated that men are not interested in seeing, you know, these striptease acts that we've been seeing for a lot of the years. We've all seen 9.5.
Are you talking about sexually?
Yeah, I think in the intimate relations between women and men, women have all believed, I guess, and maybe they were led to believe by men, that what we wanted to see was a slow kind of striptease act, that we wanted to see women slowly remove their clothes like in 9.5 weeks. And yeah, I got to tell you something. I think it's time to sort of disabuse women of that notion that what men want is we know that the women want it and that we want it too. And
well, what do you mean? So that women have, in the past, in our intimate lives, in our intimate behavior with our wives and girlfriends, we've, what, there's been, I have to see, I've been married 3 years. Nobody's ever done a strip tease for me, but.
Well, but what I'm saying is there is an attitude that's slowly removing the clothes, you know. And that women, a lot of women.
Well, this is something women will do for their boyfriends and for their husbands.
Yeah, I think a lot of women think that their husbands and their boyfriends dig it. You know, they dig watching them slowly take their clothes off or whatever. And I mean, we've been watching them do their little strip act, and I think it's time for us to tell them that what you got, basically, they got better down at Jumbo's or Deja Vu or Spearmint Rhino or some. I mean. It's not that.
Well, isn't that a little bit, a bit of a put down on women and their looks?
Well, I mean,
when you're saying what you got, honey, they got better down at Spearmint Rhino or Deja Vu, kind of tells a woman she doesn't look that good, doesn't it?
No, because I mean, we're talking about the women that we, you know, that I guess supposedly you love or that you care about, or I guess she looks better if you love her or something, right?
I'm sorry.
Well, that's the thinking, right? That a woman.
Yeah, a woman is beautiful when you love her, right? But I mean, what you're saying is.
Well, what I'm saying is, I think we need to educate women that their little strip shows, you know, it's over, okay?
And all right, so what do you got? You've got hot wear. Now, I've got a.
We have hot wear.
Okay, I've got a brochure, Chris Norton's Hot Wear, a line of clothing that helps women get undressed quicker when they meet a hot guy at a club or an evening out.
Right, Phil. I think women that are doing the sassy strip tees, and I think. Women really need to get the message that men don't want a slow strip tease. They want to get busy, and they want it hot, and they want it now. The year 2000, Phil, is the year that women are going to be liberated enough to say they want it, and they want it now. I'm very sensitive to the needs of women because through my many dealings with women, I realize they want to get down to it just as fast as men's do, and but society has put negative stigma on dressing sassy. That's why we have come out with hot wear.
Chris, are you reading a press release here?
I've got some notes, if that's okay.
Okay, I didn't know whether you were reading something. Go ahead.
That's why we've come out with hot wear. With hot wear, a woman can get naked quickly, much quicker than now. The hot wear catalog has, and I think we sent you one, Phil.
All right, what I'm looking at here, tight skirts. It's impossible to wear it's impossible to wear anything underneath this skirt.
Yeah, this is called our bun hugger. This is a very standard bun hugger skirt. It is so tight you can't get nothing on underneath it. So it's perfect for a woman that want to look hot, and also She doesn't have to have no underwear to take off underneath it because you couldn't possibly get.
And it, I'm wondering. I'm looking at this thing. How? What would happen if a woman actually tried to put underwear on and then put this skirt over it?
She'd never get the skirt. Would split. It would literally split because that's a latex rubber combination. And so it, she'd never even know.
So you guarantee a woman can't possibly wear underwear with this skirt?
That's our guarantee from me to you. And also you'd see panty lines, which are not sexy at all. We have a line of Velcro breakaway capri pants. We also have Velcro breakaway halter tops. We have a complete line of Velcro breakaway business suits for women.
And, all right, now that's interesting, business suits.
Yeah, it really is, Phil. What we've been able to determine in our marketing research is that a lot of women who are out in the workforce, there are more women in the workforce today than ever before, Phil. Women have broken through the glass ceiling, and a lot of them are out in the workplace, and they may go into a place of business, and they may meet a man who they want to do a sales seminar for, or they want to sit down and talk business, and they may get really hot for the guy. And they may want to do it right there on the top of a conference table. So what we've designed are Velcro breakaway business suits.
Do you think there's a need for this kind of thing, Chris? I mean, Velcro breakaway business suits?
I think you'd be surprised to know there's a lot of women who want it, even in the middle of the daytime when they're out, you know, doing business. And just in case the sassy lawyer chick takes the mail boy in the broom closet or something, I mean, I'm kidding, you know, but I mean, you never know, you know. I mean, that's probably the mail boy's dream, you know. But I think a lot of the great things about women in business suits is they all look demure and polite at work with the glasses and whatnot. But underneath that, they can be very whore-like, and I think that's very sassy for a guy who's working in the office, whether it's the mail room or whether you clean up in the bathroom or whatever, and a chick lawyer comes in, you know.
A chick lawyer comes in. All right. Then you have...
I mean, it's not for everybody, but it's definitely something that that we think a large portion of the marketplace will be interested in.
All right. Now you have Velcro breakaway maternity dresses, and...
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many guys find that hot. I mean, believe it or not, there are some guys, not a lot of them, but there are some guys who find pregnant women actually attractive, and it's... It blows my mind, but I mean, I can't believe it, but...
Well, I can see how some guys would find pregnant women attractive. It's a very beautiful... Well, you know, I can't describe it. If you don't know what it's... If you don't find that attractive, I don't know what to tell you, but there's something very fertile. There's something sexual about fertility, about being fertile, and I think that's probably what it is.
Well, I mean, I do know, because I've been single for a long time, so I've had pregnant women come on to me, that the hormones are flowing in the women's like crazy when they have a kid. I mean, when they have one in the oven, but they're not ready to have it. Also, we have Velcro breakaway brassieres that close in front. We have panties so you don't have to wear, we got pasties so you don't have to wear a bra.
What about panties? You just mentioned those?
Well, I mean, what's the point, you know? But if you have to wear panties, we do have a line of crotchless panties.
All right, we're talking to Chris Norton here. His group, his company is called Hotwear, and essentially the thinking being that women are more liberated today, so they don't have to do the slow striptease. They want to get their clothes off fast. Hotwear is a line of clothing designed to help women get undressed quicker. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686. I asked you about underwear, and you said, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, because we do have, I don't see the point for having no panties on, I mean, because that just slows you down. But we do have the crotchless panties. It's basically a band around your waist because it's assless as well as crotchless. Women need to reach the point now as well as men that the lie of slow arousal has been exposed. And no one cares anymore about that. We don't, I don't think we're interested in that no more. And I go down to the Rusty Pelican all the time, and the women's are all kind of confused. They're there to get picked up, and they know they want it. But why else would you go there unless you wanted it? And yet they're all dressed like Amish women, you know. So I think that men have biological needs, and that's the whole...
But we don't need the slow striptease, you're saying?
No, because men do have the biological needs. And when I go down to the Rusty Pelican all the time, and the women's are down there because they want it.
But you, what do you mean women are dressed like Amish? I mean...
Well, there's a lot of women are covered up too much. And I'm just saying that this new breakaway clothing helps women get out of their clothes faster and get down to it with men, what they find attractive.
All right, Chris Norton with us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. His company is called Hotwear, a line of clothing to help women get out of their clothes faster. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. It's Phil Hendry's show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is the owner of a small business called Hotwear, and it's basically about women getting undressed quickly so that they can have sex and they don't have to be slaves to the striptease. You say that in your brochure. What do you mean by slaves to the striptease, Chris?
That's something that's kind of a favorite phrase of mine, because I think women's have felt like they got to do a slow arousal dance for their men, that they got to wear lingerie or they got to wear slow clothes to take off slow, and they think that that arouses their men. And I'm telling them that they don't have to be slaves to that whole arousal thing no more, because men want to have it and women want to have it, and why not just be honest enough with each other to say that we want to have it.
You know, that we want to have it, yeah.
That we want to get it. And so with Hotwear, you can get your clothes off fast. You can do it when you want to do it. And you can enjoy the liberation of doing it without having to fool around with taking your clothes off. Taking your clothes off, and the statistics will show that it probably adds a good 30 minutes. I mean, not 30 minutes. It probably adds a good 3 or 4 minutes to the whole getting down to it and having sex. And
it just doesn't seem to me, and I could be very wrong, that a lot of people worry about those 3 or 4 minutes. You know?
Yeah, they do, Phil. They do.
Because you guys have done that research?
We have, and it's like the extra 3 or 4 minutes is something that they don't want to have to be involved in.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Albany on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I called earlier. I was listening to the radio. And just thinking that whatever these products are that he's selling can be used to effectively help troubled marriages at the same time, if they're marketed correctly.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And I'm not so sure if people are worried about the 3 or 4 minutes, because part of the intimacy is the arousal stage as well.
Well, that's wrong, because most people don't want to have to wait for that. Most guys don't.
I don't know where you did your marketing study, but it sounds to me like you did on a bunch of 16 to 18-year-olds.
No, I did it with men. And we found out that most men don't want to have to wait for it. Women do the whole striptease thing because that's a holdover from them being a good girl. Okay, but most women want it too. I mean, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then you know probably most of the time you want to have it, you know. You don't want to have to wait for your wife to take her clothes off.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think the arousal stage leads to more intimacy, a greater experience than,
rip
it off and
gay?
Let the animal.
You don't think that sounds gay?
Pardon?
You don't think that sounds gay?
Think it sounds gay? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
Waiting for intimacy and all that stuff.
I don't think it sounds gay.
Well, don't you think
it sounds an appreciation for the woman.
What do you mean it sounds gay?
Well, I mean, all this stuff about... intimacy and ever. I mean, I'm just talking about wanting to have it.
Well, you're painting people as animalistic, and I don't think people are animalistic. I think people have an appreciation for each other.
I think a lot of women want to have it, and they've been too afraid to say, just give it to me, because they're not allowed to. And now, with Hotwear, you can tear a woman's clothes off,
with her consent?
I'm sorry?
With her consent?
Right.
Obviously with her consent, but I mean, you can get her clothes off, and you don't have to do some gay-ass, intimacy thing or...
Well,
You know what I'm saying, man?
You sound more like a chauvinist than most people I've ever talked to. Yeah, let's just like get a, down and do it and
like
be
a,
the caveman.
Like,
like
a chauvinist.
You know? People are not animalistic. When's the last time you went to a
that's
bar?
That's what you're saying.
When's the last time you went to a bar? I mean, people are like, all the women in there that I know, they want to get down to it. And they all come in dressed like they're in the Amish religion. And
well, a lot of them have probably just come from work. A lot of them have probably just come from jobs where they're not dressed in flimsy, you know, negligees or anything like that.
Well, I just want to warn the caller not to be too hooked on this intimacy baloney, because most women just otherwise they're going to think you're gay and stuff. You want to have it. Yeah, you want to have it.
You know,
women want to have it.
If you live long enough, here's something that you find out, that women do appreciate some intimacy.
It's very true.
Feeling for their,
but
for
but
their
no, but sometimes there's probably a time and a place. Thank you for your call, sir. A time and a place.
Not a time and a place, whatever, man. I'm talking about when you want to have it, you know. And
yeah, like that's why you've got tearaway business suits for women, so they want to get it on with a mailroom clerk. Here is.
Sometimes they do.
Okay, sometimes they do. I don't know whether I'd hang my hat on a whole business. Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing? I just came upon
if,
this.
If women goes to a bar, she wants it fast and hard. Our clothes help women achieve this. That's all.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
I'm one of 8 girls in a family of 10, and I can hear it. Why is he breathing like that?
What?
I don't know. Intimacy, it's very important. And I mean, a lot of times. I guess you're talking mostly about the minority of, you know, those.
No, I'm talking about women. I'm talking about women who are interested in having sex and not just being good little girls and trying to pretend like they're Kim Basinger in 9.5 weeks. You know. Let's just call a spade a spade. Because while you're doing your striptease, while you're doing your striptease, I hate to tell you this, but he can go down to Jumbo's Clown Room or Deja Vu and see it a lot from a lot better looking woman. Okay, what we're talking about is
You said that you didn't want to insult anybody's looks, and
well, I'm not trying to insult anyone's looks, but women like this lady or whoever doing a striptease for a boyfriend, he's probably sitting there going, "I saw this at Deja Vu, you know, last week, and she's a lot better looking."
Besides any looking or whatever's going on, I mean, women most of the time need to have that foreplay and
women think they do, but they've
no, but
women,
there's been times when you know you can get right at it. But
no, women think they do, but they've just been watching the June Cleaver show. Yeah, and seriously, man, and that's a myth. That's a myth about women wanting it. That what women really want though is to get it.
Yeah, you keep saying women want to get it and to have it, and I'm not sure they want to get down and have sex.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And
so you developed a whole line of tearaway, breakaway clothing so they can get to it faster. Laguna Niguel on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I got to tell you, this man's name is appropriately Norton.
Like women face it. If you're not a stripper, you don't look good taking your clothes off slowly, okay? If you're not a stripper, that's all.
Will you shut your mouth? You've been after
10
minutes.
No, I'm just saying, if you're not a stripper, you don't look good taking your clothes off.
What do you mean, if you're not a stripper, you don't look good taking your clothes off? My wife looks pretty good taking her clothes off.
Yeah, but not. She's not a pro.
You know something? This guy knows from going to bars and hanging out. He can't speak on behalf of women. He doesn't even know how to say women. He says women's.
Women don't know about the intimacy.
You don't know about
women.
Well,
what do you know about it? What do you know about it?
I are one, stupid.
Yeah, well, you'll have to convince. You'll have to spend more time convincing me of that.
This man is so funny. I have a friend who legitimately has a multi-million dollar.
You know what you need to do is buy some of Chris Norton's hot wear, okay?
And have some guy. Are you crazy?
Have you ever had a guy tear your clothes off? Have you ever had a guy tear your clothes off?
You know something? I don't want any schmuck
tearing
my clothes off.
I didn't say any schmuck. I said a guy you care about. You ever had him tear your clothes off?
If I have a guy I care about, I can get undressed for him.
Yeah, there you go with your boring striptease. Don't you know you're, oh, man. He don't want to see. Look, he doesn't want to see you shed your burlap sack. Okay.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. How are you? With me this afternoon, starting our program off, is Chris Norton, the young owner. Chris, I want to find out from you, first of all, how old are you? And I understand you're a telemarketer.
Yes, sir. I'm 28 years old, and I did some telemarketing for a pharmaceutical company in Hermosa Beach.
And what gave you the idea for a line of women's clothing that they could tear off of themselves or their boyfriends or husbands could tear off of them really fast?
Just because I go to the Rusty Pelican down at Hermosa Beach. I see a lot of really hot-looking women, you know, that I'm really attracted to. And, you know, I've been in a lot of relationships with women, and a lot of them want to do a slow strip tease for you. And I've sat there twirling my car keys and, you know, chewing gum and checking my watch and reading the TV guide while they're trying to, you know, get their clothes off, and they think it's sassy. Okay?
So, in other words, the women that have done strip teases for you, they've been boring?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you find yourself going into the refrigerator to look for a beer while she's taking her clothes off, what I decided to say to do is to come up with hot wear, which is something that women could strip off fast. Let's get to it. Get down, have sass, and you can get back to the Rusty Pelican or whatever your bar, your favorite bar is, for another round before it closes, is all I was saying. And that's, I think a lot of people misunderstand. They think that I don't have no morals or nothing else. I care about women's, the ones that I care about.
All right. I mean, I just, so you're 28 years old, and you've got this line of clothing, and I was just curious how successful things have been so far for you. Here is Palmdale on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
First of all, I want to just say this, you sound like a joke, and it sounds like the only people that you want to buy your clothes are trashy women. All the women that have called today, you've trashed.
No. I mean, they're calling me.
Oh, yeah,
they're calling
absolutely.
Me low moral. They're saying I don't have no morals.
You're trying to talk over them just like you're doing.
No,
over
but
me
they're
now.
Saying
now,
that I don't have no morals. Why would
your telemarketing customers?
Why would I? Why would I?
Well, hold on for a minute. Let me just jump in. What, Chris? What is the point you're trying to make?
Why would I? The women who called up have called me saying I got no morals. So why would I speak nice to them?
First of all,
go ahead, ma'am.
No isn't a proper English sentence, okay?
Oh, so now it's my English, okay? So now you want to pick on that?
No,
anything
I'm
else?
Picking on your intelligence in
no,
general.
No, I'm
okay?
saying that you could have a hotter time with your husband or your boyfriends or whatever you got if you got your clothes off faster and quit trying to be sexy.
According to who? According to you?
Of the research that we've done. Of the research that we've done. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I
because
mean, you're so ignorant and arrogant. That there's no woman that's listening to this radio station today.
No,
that
ma'am.
Not only one is going to look at a website, if you even have one, who's going to buy anything that you have. And what is this with the heavy breathing? Are
no,
you
I'm saying, I'm sorry, I've got a sinus problem. I'm sorry. What I'm saying to you is, while you're doing some slow strip tease, boring your husband to death, you could get
how
your
do you
clothes.
How you know I'm boring my husband to death?
Trust me.
And how
trust
do you know?
Me.
No.
Trust me.
Well, what do you mean?
The kind of women that you're talking about right now that you get turned on by apparently are some cheap barflies who want to just quick do you. You know, I hate to tell you, if you got women that want to treat you like that or treat anybody like that, not only do they not have enough respect for themselves because all apparently they're doing is going out in a bar to get laid by you, Mr. King. You know, I don't
no.
know where you're coming up with
hey,
this
look,
kind
what
of
I'm
crap.
Saying is, I think I'm saying that women have to face it. Unless you work at Porky's Clown Room, you don't look good doing a strip tease, okay? And
that's
so,
no,
baby,
you know,
so baby,
like
face the fact.
Girls that work at like Porky's Palm Room or Deja Vu and stuff like that.
Face
even
the fact.
Even they like to do striptease like that. But I got to tell you, all right?
Face
they're not
the
great
fact.
Looking.
Hey,
underneath
I got to say
something. Underneath the firelight, they can look fantastic. Bring them out in the light of day, honey. That's like a me never see strippers out at noontime
well, okay,
in
but
a grocery store.
Well, what do you look like in a harsh light? You know?
I look fantastic.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what?
Well, you know
you
something? That's fine.
Me.
If your boyfriend thinks that you look good, then
you
all
know what?
The better
my
for him.
Standing
to...
right here.
Okay,
and he's
then all the best. If you look great,
me,
if you look
he's
great.
The one who told me, you know what? You got to call this guy. This
I'll tell you
this
right. If you look great, all the better reason for you to get your clothes off fast and not bore him with your little strip act or whatever. Get those clothes off and get your legs in the air.
Okay,
what we're talking about
is,
are guys
very,
who are.
Oh,
you may
man.
Have a very good
no.
idea for product, okay?
Yeah.
But what I'm telling you is the way that you're marketing it
yeah.
and the way you're talking to women today, okay? Is
they've called me
dead wrong.
Stupid. They've
you
called me immoral.
Take a class in marketing,
no, they
okay?
called me immoral.
That's not how you market a product.
Okay, here's my point. If I have a pair of Velcro breakaway capri pants, you would not be interested in that?
Not the way you market. Absolutely not.
What about a Velcro breakaway business suit?
I wouldn't
that's
be
the
interested
one that...
in anything anything that you're trying to sell. Because women, you know what it sounds like to me?
Unless
it
you
sounds
have a,
like to me like you're selling for just striptease artists in general.
No,
you're
that's
putting
the
down
whole
every
point.
Other woman out there.
No, that's
it's
the whole,
not
point.
Whole point. You keep talking about, well, you go to a bar, and the last woman caller that called in, you were putting her down tremendously.
No,
okay?
I'm saying unless you got a pole to dance around in your bedroom, you better have some Velcro clothing, okay? Because women love to show off their underneath their
How
panties by sitting on bars.
How do you know what women like to show off?
Because I'm very, I've been around a lot of women. And
that's a good question.
Between your legs,
okay, all right.
See what I'm saying, Mr. Henry? Every woman is called in to insult me.
All right, hold on. I want to ask a question here. Because the lady's question is valid. How do you know what women want?
Because I am very good looking. I've been around a lot of women. I am very good looking, and I've been around a lot of women. Okay.
A lot of trashy women. It sounds like the way they're
well,
coming off.
Well, men have biological needs, and if you got your husband sitting there with balls getting bluer than Bozo's nose, because you want to do, man, I don't get
that's
it.
That's a joke, Paul. I can't believe that you got this guy on the air. Okay.
Yeah, Paul.
Not only is he terribly insulting to men, period. Okay.
You know, you haven't asked me yet, Chris. I have a wife, and my wife is beautiful, and I can wait for her to get her clothes off.
For how long?
Not very long, but I can...
See? Even the host knows what I'm talking about, but he's trying to be polite to you because you don't have that fire pole in your bedroom yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, thanks a lot for your...
I got to tell you, a lot of marriages and relationships survived without fire poles in their damn bedroom.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Yeah, which ones?
Okay, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Santa Rosa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Hey, so I want to ask Chris... Chris, how do you know what women want when your research was only done on men?
No, I did research on women, too. That lady would not let me get an answer out. I have done research on single men and women ages 25 to 44 and on married men and women ages 25 to 44 over a six-month period of time. What I found out was that the men want the women to just cool it with the Kim Basinger 9.5 weeks, get out of your clothes, get on your back, and let's go. Okay.
And what do the women want?
And the women are sitting there thinking, well, my man wants me to do some strip act, and I'm here to tell you, no, we don't.
Well,
like
not all guys.
Problem.
What?
It sounds like the two of them have a communication problem.
You got that right, and I'm here to tell you what's up.
Yeah, but it seems pretty one-sided on the male's part. You know,
well,
women
you know
like
what? Read it and weep. Read it and weep, baby. I didn't make this world, you know. I didn't make
the
this world.
The women like a little bit more intimacy. It might take a little bit longer to, you know, to get
around. The women
want to
sit there and do their, you know, their Gypsy Rose Lee act, and the guys are sitting there checking their watches, okay?
Yeah, well, they both have different biological needs and actually biological clocks, and things function a little bit differently.
Well,
so you're totally one-sided.
When a guy gets home from work, I think the least you can do for him is get down to it. You know, remember that disco song?
I mean, it
song?
Might not feel good to the woman, so what?
It will feel good to you if you give it
well,
a shot.
Well, obviously you're not a woman, and you've never been penetrated.
You've never tried
it. The woman's not lubricated.
You've never tried it.
Well, you've never felt it.
Are you kidding me? You get home, and in 5 minutes, you better be lubricated. Okay,
yeah, but see,
man.
What do you mean
you're not on the men's side?
Oh, yeah, you're not lubricated. Well, get lubricated, honey.
You know something? That's it's very, very insensitive.
I'm not talking about insensitive, okay? I'm talking about what we need as men. And
right,
this place,
but what
don't know
about
it, okay?
What women need? You don't seem to care.
No, I just got done telling you this is what women's needs. They don't know it. And I'm telling them.
So now you
there was an old disco
woman.
Song.
I think you're totally out there.
Do you remember the old disco song, Get Down on It?
Right.
Okay.
But the women may not be ready.
Word to the wise. And let me tell you something else. There's a special on Analyze in the back pages of Hustler. If you go to the
okay, man. You're starting to advertise now.
Well, they got it there.
Yeah,
it's a good price.
This is all I have to say, so I'm going to hang up now. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you. Okay, a special on
on Analyze in the back.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, good. Congratulations, man. And when you get out of that 7-Eleven, this dude is like calling me from I keep hearing the door opening. He's talking to me about his new company, Hot Clothes or whatever the hell it is. And he's calling me from the nacho cheese dispenser at the 7-Eleven. Hotware, that's it. Hotware, Chris Norton. When we get that website, we'll give it to you, by the way. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry's show here, 1-800-449-8686. And I killed a bunch of ants in my house yesterday. See, these things had crawled all over the cat food, and they'd gotten into the cereal box. They were crawling all over the kids. I pulled the blankets back on them one morning to wake them up, and they were just totally covered in ants. And have you ever done that? You ever pulled, like, you know, like the sleeping bag away from a friend of yours, and he's covered in gnats or something? Come to find out the guy's been dead for 6 hours. So we had to do something about the ants. And what I did was I got a can of Raid, and I got on my hands and knees, and I watched where these bloody things were coming from along the... Have you ever followed a trail of ants? First of all, ants bug me. They bug everything. They really make me mad, though. So you'll follow the little trail, and you're trying to find out where are they coming in at. These things, to get to my kitchen, these ants came across the living room. There was a line of them across the rug. I mean, the food in my joint ain't that good. I don't know what they were looking for or what it was they needed. I mean, I know it's hot, but they had literally come in from outside all the way across the living room rug to the kitchen and then made their way into a closet where we keep honey nut clusters in a box. You ever had honey nut clusters? It ain't that good. By the way, we got more weird cereal. I got to do something about that. We got like oat crap, Quaker oat crud. And not Rice Krispies, Crispy Rice. That's the Vaughn's generic brand. And some other stuff. So anyway, these they ain't worth the long haul that the ants go through to get to this honey nut clusters. But they did, because the reason I found out about them, Catherine's standing there going, ew, ants. I go, oh, look at that. They were all over her. All over her cereal, all over her. So anyway, I get down on my hands and knees, and I crawl, look across the rug, and go, look at the gall of these. Man, I'm not one of these. I don't go, what an amazing society they've sculpted, ants. What a brilliant, no, I want to kill them all. Because the fact is, and I'm sure you've all heard it, if an ant was the size of a man, he's about, what is it, 100 times stronger? And I saw a movie once called The Hellstrom Chronicles after eating, oh, I don't know, about 14 peyote buttons. And anyway, it was really interesting. And it was all about, anybody seen this movie, Hellstrom Chronicles? It was all about insects. And it was all about just the world of insects with all this real high-focus time-elapse photography. And then it ended with the red ant. So it started out with butterflies and, you know, and the caterpillars and all the stuff they do. And the little other, the green one, I don't know what the hell they're called, but just different insects. And, of course, they're building to the big climax, the terrifying climax, which is the red ant. And the horror. I mean, they made these things look like... And then at the end, the guy, the narrator, comes out and says, and that's what we have to look forward to. Insects surviving a nuclear holocaust. Even man himself. And I peeked on the peyote right at the red ant segment. And I am here to tell you. And I'm there with a friend of mine who's taking... like veterinary medicine at Davis, and he's eaten about 15 buttons. He's going, too much time-elapse photography, although I do find very interesting that he's just yapping through the whole thing. But they did. At the very end of the movie, they go, the red ant is indicative of a highly developed civilization. Were the red ant the size of a man, there would be no cure. There would be no, you know, there's no escaping the horror that is the red ant. Tearing a man limb from limb. Just like, and in the next nuclear holocaust, their theory being that it will be the insect, more and more specifically, the ant that will survive. See, when the asteroid came and blew up the Earth, the dinosaur, the lizard, the reptile died, the mammal took over. Nature tried it again using the mammal. Nature had done it initially with the reptile. That didn't work. Now nature starts all over again. Now the mammal. The next time nature starts all over again, it's going to be the insect. Mike Schaefer, my producer, told me a month or so ago some old lady died from ant bites. She had 400 bites all over her. How about just running up with a can of Raid when you see that? Some old lady's just, hell, was there anybody home? I mean, literally. So I went down to the baseboard there along the wall. I found where these stinking ants were coming in, man. They were little black ants, and I nailed that baseboard with Raid. I poured the Raid in there like it was right out of them with, you know, that James Whitmore movie where they go into the sewer system in L.A.? I was just pumping it in there so that no ant would ever again figure on, you know, coming in and desecrating my house. Sure enough, a half hour later, they're coming in someplace else. See, what I got to do is call the Orkin Man. Is the Orkin Man still around? got to get that guy over there, man. Have him spray. And I mean, I don't care if I'm toxic. What do I care? Get rid of the ants. Care if the air's foul. Can I just give people a news flash on something? I grew up in the San Gabriel Valley. That is the single, possibly the single most polluted spot in the entire L.A. basin. And the L.A. basin at one time was probably the single most polluted spot in the entire country. Who cares if I'm sterile from Raid? I was breeding that crap out in Pasadena for the first 20 years of my life. You know, it's a mind-boggling, it's a stunning, almost, it defies logic when people talk about secondhand smoke and they bellyache about what a cigar is going to do if you blow it in their kisser for 14 seconds. We've been sitting in this smog pit. I don't care if the air's been clean for the last 15 years or whenever the AQMD finally got their act together. The fact is, over the last 50 years and more, this city is polluted. And by the way, it still is. Don't get yourself into some, you know, don't get your undies in a real big knot of ecstasy thinking that the pollution's defeated in L.A. Far from it, Jim. You want to drive in from where I live into L.A. over the hill, man. You see that crap in the air just as big as life. What do you mean Houston's more? So now Houston, Texas is more polluted than L.A. You know, I wondered what that smell was. Every time I drive through Houston, I used to go, ain't a bad town, but what is that stench? The Oilers? No, they moved to Nashville. So, they took the title from L.A. in 99. So now Houston is the smog pit of the world. Well, it does. The fact of the matter remains, you breathe this garbage in the crap can air around here long enough, what difference does it make whether you smoke a pack a day? Are you dreaming? I grew up, literally, with chest pains. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think a 9-year-old boy should have chest pains, okay? And you'd see kids riding their bikes home from school in this pit, breathing that garbage, and of course they'd say, the air is unhealthy today, stay inside. Well, that don't help me. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm riding my bike home. Ain't no SUV picking me up. So you grew up with that stuff, so you got this smog pit in your lungs. You got people coming in from out of town to visit you. Their eyeballs are red, man, like tomatoes in sour milk. And you can't breathe, you can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't look, you're not nothing. Everything's snot pouring out of your nose, crap coming out of your eyes, and somebody has the gall to come up to you and ask you to put your cigarette out? How'd I get on this? Oh, yeah, anyway, the ants, they're dead. Very happy. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We're going to the carnival tonight, the kids' carnival. I got all my tickets purchased. I'm going to go on that backwards ride where I'm going to throw up when I get on.